This is Rabbi Nathanael Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Thursday, April 11th, 2019, Tesvav Menala 15a, third section, blue text on the source sheet, Umotzi Tilo Asa Maase. Okay, so just a little, again, let's refresh our memory. All right, bring us back to where we are. Rav Yochanan says a positive command followed by a negative command, you get whipped. Right? That seemed clear until we consider the case of rape, where there's a positive, you must marry her, negative, do not divorce her. And nevertheless, right, in the case of an Israelite who divorces the woman he rapes, he has to take her back and doesn't get whipped. And that, right, that seems to fly in the face of Rav Yochanan's argument. There is a contradiction. Okay, so then we try to figure out how we can create a case by ones, by rape, where really the assay, the positive command, is a corrective one that comes after. Right, through that tricky Gemara style, I would say verse manipulation, if you will. Right, first, we try to say, listen, well, we don't need it by rape. We'll learn it from the case of slander. Because the case of rape is more severe. There is an action. The case of slander, there is speech. Okay, then we reject that because at some level, slander is actually more severe because you pay and get whipped, which is not so by the case of rape. Right, so then we say, okay, so forget it. Instead of learning from slander to rape, let's learn from rape to slander. Right, because slander is more severe because you get whipped and pay. So you can learn from rape to there. Right, the Gemara now points out the entirety of yesterday's exercise, the second half, was a fool's errand because you just picked up on one point of the comparison between rape and slander. Right, the Gemara is now going to go back and say, well, wait a minute. Motzi shemra me'onas lami lo gamra. I can't learn from rape to slander because that's subject, There's a disparity, as well. To ika the mefra, because I can ask, ma la'onas shekin asa maisa. Which we knew from the beginning, which is you wonder why the Gemara went through the exercise yesterday. Right, we say, oh, we're going to learn from rape to slander. We knew that the balance was off, right? We knew that while in some ways slander was more severe and you could learn from rape, that the reverse was true as well. So the Gemara now says, "Motzi shemer me'ones," right? To learn from rape to slander, and then you have the extra phrase, you move it around, etc. Nami lo gamar. You can't do that either, Dika lemefrach, because you can ask mala ones. Right? The case of rape is not the less severe. I.e., where you don't pay and get whipped, shekain asa maisa, because in this regard, where you perpetrated a heinous action, it's more severe than motzi shemra, than slander, where you only spoke. So, back to the drawing board. We're back to our original question. This is attempt number 3. Ella, lo yomar. The Torah should not say lo sihiya le'isha b'motzi shemra. The Torah doesn't have to say keep her as a wife in motzi shemra. Sheharei ishtohi, because they actually already got married. And she is his wife. So that entire phrase is extra. She is his wife. It should just say you may not divorce her. Take her as a wife is totally extraneous because you already did it. You already married her. Lama ne'amar, so why is lo siyel isha actually written at all by slander if she is already your wife? So im eino the inyan motzi shemra, if it doesn't apply by motzi shemra, tenehu inyan la'ona, so put it in the context of rape. Vim eino inyan lafanav, if it doesn't apply by rape before because it's already written there before, tenehu inyan la'acharav, put it at the end of the pasuk, in the case of rape, right, we have once again succeeded in getting the positive corrective after the negative prohibition, right? You must take her as a wife. You may not divorce her. Then we take, you may take her as a wife from Motzi Shemra, put it after don't divorce her by rape. I know your head is spinning and I apologize. And we have a lav hanitach le'aseh. We have a negative prohibition with a positive corrective afterwards. And that's why you don't get whipped. And that's not a problem for Rabbi Yochanan. Gemara says, and still it's not so simple. V'ema, why don't we say, im eino inyan lefan av demotzi shemra, that phrase, that you must take her as a wife, does not apply before don't divorce her by slander because she's already your wife. But, tinehu le'inyan le'acharav didei de'lo laki. I mean, why take it from the case of motzi shemra and move it to rape? Keep it in the context of Motzi Shemra. Take it from before you may not divorce her and simply place it after don't divorce her. Then she is your wife. You may not divorce her. If you divorce her, you must take her back as a wife. Corrective action in the case of Motzi Shemra, delo lucky. And then it should teach you that you don't get whipped in the case of slander. Right? Once you're playing around, right, to leave it in the context of slander where it's written seems to make a lot more sense than taking it out of the context of slander, putting it in the context of rape. Leave it where it is, says the Gemara, and learn that slander is a case of corrective positive and no whipping. And the Gemara has to, right, see its case. Ena chanami, that's true. Ve'asi ones ve'gamar mineh. And then the case of rape can come and learn it from there that there are no lashes. The Gemara says, wait a minute, that's not so clear either. B'mai gamar mineh. Right, how would you learn the case of rape from the case of slander? Right, iba kal v'chomer. If you want to tell me a kal v'chomer, right, this is more severe than that. Or iba me'matzinu. Right, that there's similar cases. If it applies to one, it applies to the other. Ika the mefrach. We can say, wait a minute, that doesn't really work so well. Ma'ala motzi shemra shekein lo asa ma'isa. Right, if there's no lashes by motzi shemra, no matter how you want to learn it to rape, whether it's a kal v'chomer, this logical argument, or a mematzino, look, there are similar circumstances. You can't learn it from slander to rape because in the case of that you don't get whipped because you didn't do an action by motzi shemra by slander. So maybe we'll say you didn't do an action there, you don't get whipped. But by the case of rape, heinous, terrible action, right, there you do get whipped. So you can't learn from motzi shemra from slander to rape, that you don't get whipped. And now we're still left with our original question, right? Our original question is, if Rav Yochanan is right, that positive followed by negative, you get whipped, why don't you get whipped in the case of rape? We're still left with that question. And come back, I promise we're going to answer that question tomorrow.